Let's catch up with our old friend Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Adam.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you today. And yes, I want to talk about bear numbers that you have heard about or seen activity on, bird numbers. And also, before I forget, I want to get into some details about how Wilderness Sports actually has product where a lot of shops don't.
We got just about everything in stock. You know, our ammo for our bird guys, our guys preparing for rifle season, we got ammo for them. We got the crossbow bolts, the broadheads, the cover scents, the cameras. We're doing good in every aspect of the in-stock merchandise as of this time.
And just so folks understand, I mean, it's been a tough thing for a lot of different businesses, including sporting goods, with their supply chain limitations during this time. So I'm excited to hear that. All right, let's jump into your deer hunting first and foremost. That's what I want to start with today because, I mean, you're about as OCD as they come with cameras and scouting and the amount of hours that you spend in the woods trying to find out what is going on the landscape where you hunt with the deer that you're chasing. So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there. How many cameras you got out? What are you seeing in certain spots? And just in general, how, you know, this year is looking compared to other years.
So I run a whole ton of cameras all throughout the summer, different habitat locations for them cameras. The past month or so, Adam, things have changed. And what I mean by that is the deer we were patterning all summer long have changed their patterns due to the acorn crops and the high water marks. The deer are mostly in my neck of the woods in the acorn crop this year, which is great for people, including myself, that ain't much for baiting. You can get out and I'm sitting myself on ridges or plateaus, catching it out of the hardwoods in the morning, going back down to the bedding areas at early morning hours. And the deer numbers are unbelievable. The quality of deer is excellent, and lots of fawns and lots of nice young bucks this year.
Wow, it's excellent to hear. And going a little bit deeper into the acorn crop, how has that changed your approach this year versus last, or has it?
To be honest, I haven't used a climbing stand in numerous years, and last night I was up in a climber just because I knew the deer were going to be in them hardwoods last night before that rainstorm came through here in Marquette County. And, you know, I saw deer. It was great to be out, kind of joke around saying, wear a hard helmet if you're going to be hunting the oaks because you're going to get clobbered in the noggin with acorns. But
been there.
It's been great out there.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the deer that you are seeing, either with your naked eye or on your trail cams in the spots that you're really monitoring heavy now. Any nice bucks?
There are some very nice quality bucks out there in that 3.5-year-old age group. You know, they are being active. It's just a patience game, and it's one of those things where if you let a smaller buck go a couple years ago or last year, that there's a good chance somebody else did, and it's a good practice, and it's starting to really pay off for the guys that want the nice quality deer.
Ryan, I want to talk to you about bear, grouse, and a little bit more possibly about the shop if we can get a little more time from you later this hour.
You sure can, Adam.
Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ish. Stay tuned. We'll continue with him right here on the Outdoor Show.